is Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Real News Radio. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It's Saturday, March 30th, 2013. We're in hour three, taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to join me, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We got John in Tennessee. John, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, Farron. Doing well.
Glad to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Well, let's see. We're finishing up the first trimester of 2013. If you remember, I called in before the end of the year, and I thought the first 9 months of this year were going to be something extraordinary, and we're seeing it. I wanted to comment on Easter and just let people know, if you want to really understand, Farron's done a good job of giving a synopsis, but if you really want to understand what Easter is, you need to pick up a book by a guy named Alexander Hislop called The Two Babylons. It was written in about 1905. It's a lot of research. It's hard to read. You may have to read it two or three times to comprehend it. But it's an excellent book that lays it all out, Farron. This, you know, it's interesting that Easter is falling on all of these dates, because we know that God is true. And Satan has concocted this whole Easter scenario to coincide with dates and times of the Passover, even to the point of the phases of the moon. That's how the new moon, or the, you know, in Israel, that's how they knew when it was time to harvest. And that's what it was. Jesus Christ was the first fruits. And Satan has co-opted it. He's given some truth in the Easter story, but he's paganized it. And although I'm not talking bad about Catholics in general, the Catholic Church from the beginnings has been involved in it. And if you don't think I'm telling you true, ask yourself why the communion wafer is in the shape of a disc, and then try to get the Catholic Church to change it. It goes back to moon god worship. Not Catholic people, but the hierarchy of the Catholic Church has been co-opted by Islam. It is the second Babylon. And as hard as that is, it's a bitter pill to swallow. I know that there's a lot of so-called Christians that are not what they ought to be, and they're worshiping falsely. But it is. It's all intermingled, Farron, and it's been made a mess of. Christians have neglected studying, not just studying God's Word, but doing what the Bible says, and studying to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the Word of God, that in the day of judgment won't be ashamed. The answers are there. We just got to go find them.
Yeah, it, you know, like I was saying earlier, I decided to read the Bible, take my time, kind of throw out everything I had thought I knew, and just a fresh start. And when I came to things that I didn't understand, take my time and research them. And the holidays are really interesting when you look. I mean, just like the fact that Easter to this day is put on our calendar by astrology. It's the first Friday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Just that fact is astounding. Hold for me, John. I'll hold you through the break. Then we've got Jerry from North Carolina and John from North Carolina. Listen to the Real News Radio. Back in moments.
From
many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Barron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're going back to John in Tennessee. Hey, John, is this your opinion? And I'm going to get everyone's. I got several people that's getting lined up on the phones. But is this your opinion? One of the reasons that we see the church in America seem to be so complacent, the fact that it's hard to get the church to wrap their mind around the reasons that they do some of the things that they do. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think part of it is that fair, and the other part is that the Bible says that this is going to happen. People are going to turn away from the truth. They're going to call unto themselves preachers, having itching ears. They're going to have people that tell them what they want to hear, not what God wants them to hear. And let me just say this. In the Patriot community, we're all involved, and we're looking at the conspiracy, and we're doing research. And we come to the point where we understand what's going on, and we call ourselves awake. But when it comes down to it, Farron, the New World Order conspiracy all goes back to this fight that's been going on since the beginning of time, since the fall of Satan, since Christ said he saw Satan cast as lightning from heaven, or literally in Hebrew, Barack Obama. So Christ could have named the Antichrist, or for all I know. But what I'm saying, God hasn't changed, Farron. The Old Testament is as important today as it was 4,000 years ago. And in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, very quickly, it says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. You don't have to be brilliant. All you have to have is a desire in your heart to know the truth, which is Christ. Take God at his word, and if he says he'll do it, let him do it. We've got tools at our fingertips that will translate Hebrew, Latin, Greek, any of the languages that we use during Bible times. And we know in our short lives, we've seen the meanings of words changed. Gay used to mean happy. Queer used to mean odd. Oh, wait a minute. It still is odd, but that's not what it means. So in Bible translation, we're seeing words in English that have a different meaning now than they did 400 years ago. So if you want to know, go look at the language that the Bible was written in the Old Testament, in particular in Hebrew, and translate some words, and then go to the New Testament, and if a word doesn't seem to fit, go look at it in Latin or Greek and see where it's changed, and it will open the Bible up and peel back layers of onions. It will bring truth. God says the Spirit will bear witness. You'll have the understandings because they're discerned by the Holy Spirit, and anybody that really understands things that God gives to them, the Bible says that the things of God are foolishness to those that aren't spiritually minded because they're spiritually discerned. So you're going to be called a kook. You're going to be called a nut. You're going to be called a conspiracy theorist. You're going to be called a religious fanatic, just like John the Baptist and Elijah and Jonah and the other people, men and preachers and teachers and prophets in the Bible were. They're not going to like you because, you know, listeners to Republic can handle the truth. People that are sleeping, and people that are involved in this conspiracy to enslave this world can't handle the truth. And when it comes out, they've got to destroy the messenger because they can't refute the truth with a lie. I know I've said a lot, and I appreciate it, but just one more thing. Think about this. Jesus Christ could not have been born in December because it's cold in Israel, and the shepherds were in their fields watching the sheep. So he may have been born in the fall, but it was in December.
Oh, I agree. I've looked into that too as well. Hey, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to get everybody on. A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't able to do that, and I got the emails. I'm going to try to get everybody on. 1-800-313-9443. I really appreciate that phone call, John. We're going to go to Jerry in North Carolina. Jerry, how you doing today? Are you with me, Jerry?
Yeah, good morning, Farron.
Hey, glad to have you on. You know, I thought about you, Jerry, when I was doing the story about the $500 million going to the Palestinians while the 87-year-old World War II veteran that we've been discussing's disability has been cut from $2,900 to $1,300.
Yeah, I know. If I had a little more time, I'd talk to you about how they treat the veterans, what I went through here this winter, and what they did to me, but that's another topic I'll talk to you about later. Today I want to talk to you about this gun control grab. Obama went down to Miami Thursday to push his gun control BS, and the very same day that he went down there, the law enforcement in Sandy Hook come out with new evidence, according to them, about the arsenal that Adam Lanza had in his bedroom and new information that they got off his computer. Well, that computer, if you remember, they claimed was destroyed beyond the point where they couldn't get any information off from it. Now, all of a sudden, they found more weapons in his bedroom, and they've got information off the computer that they said was destroyed. What I want to know, I still think, Farron, that there's a conspiracy going on in that Sandy Hook shooting that they don't want anybody to know about. Somebody destroyed that computer because somebody pushed his buttons, Farron. Somebody set him up to do what he did. And if that computer was destroyed, it was destroyed because they didn't want anybody to know who was communicating with him on that computer. Now, his mother was fixing to put him in an institution, and I'm sure that she didn't discuss that with this boy. She was going to keep it quiet until it was all set to take him and put him wherever she was going to put him, but somebody communicated with him and told him what she was up to. That's why he killed his mother. And then he went down there to that school with intentions of killing a whole bunch of people in that school. Now, you tell me, he knew he wasn't going to be coming back. So why would he destroy his computer?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. And I was watching some of the news yesterday. They were releasing on that, and they were making such a big deal about these other guns and this and that. And, I mean, it seems like the media's overly hyping the story in a way, because the guns were all bought legally, and that state's got very stringent gun control laws. But they're going to make the events at Sandy Hook the poster child for the justification for the gun grab here in America. And you know, I've had a lot of people email me all kinds of information about the Sandy Hook that doesn't make sense. And it's almost got me to where, if you ever read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, it says that they'll make events where there's so much disinformation till you can never figure out what actually was the real information. And this event seems like one, because there's so much different stories, stuff. And I don't know, I wasn't there, so I don't know what happened. But I do believe that they are using this event to continue it in the news, to make it the poster child to justify taking away guns from law-abiding citizens that have not committed any crimes, and they're never going to get the guns away from the criminals. So it's really interesting. I can't say what is the facts of all the information in Sandy Hook, but I do know that this event's going to be used in every way possible, just like they used the congresswoman that was unfortunately was shot about a year ago. You know, she's always at every event now, calling for more gun control. But that's interesting. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to add? I mean, I don't know.
Something really stinks about that deal up there, Farron, because their first report when that shooting happened was he had a shotgun in the AR-15 was found in the trunk of the car. And then later on, a few days later, they must have knew they screwed up when they said the AR-15 was in the trunk of the car, because that's the gun that they're pushing so hard to get rid of. Now, all of a sudden, the AR-15 was the one he used to kill those kids with. I don't believe it. This is another cover-up. It's another government cover-up to push this gun agenda. And I still say, you know, people need to look here. I wish there was somebody that could investigate this a little further and just think about that. Thing lies right in that computer. If that boy knew he was not going to come back to that house, tell me why he would destroy that computer. Somebody else destroyed that computer because they knew there was something in there that was going to incriminate somebody else that pushed his buttons to make him do what he did.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective, Jerry, and I know there's a lot of people, if you go on the internet, there's a lot of people that doubt the original or the official version of what happened in Sandy Hook. I just don't know, so I can't really weigh in, but I do know that there's a lot of things out there like that makes you go, wow, what is really going on? So, hey, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, my last thing here is, Farron, we've only got two women to call in your program, and we want to get some women involved in this discussion, too. Blue from Tennessee calls in once in a while. We got one lady here from North Carolina. But come on, you women out there. Obama says we got a war on women, but we don't really. We love y'all. Just let's hear your opinions. Get down there and speak up and tell us what you think, too.
And you know, I'll add to that, Jerry, and I appreciate you saying that. The youth, I'd love to have, you know, some 18, 20, 22-year-old young men and women call in and tell us how the situation you find yourself in here in America regarding your future, how it affects you and your opinions. I mean, that's what this show is for, is so you can call in and you can say what's on your mind. So, hey, I appreciate you saying that, Jerry.
Absolutely. Let's get some of the young folks calling in, too.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Farron.
1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. 1-800-313-9443. We're coming back. It'll be John in North Carolina, then Michael from New York. Stay with me.
more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We're back on the Real News Radio, Farron, taking calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones, and we've got John in North Carolina. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on today.
Well, I appreciate having the opportunity. I've got 3 points I want to make, and I'd like to say that John and Jerry have been right on top of a lot of the stuff that's going on. There's 387 sheriffs have signed on that they will not honor any law that's unconstitutional. The president done an executive order again Thursday on he's nationalized our elections. Some of the two things are brought up that he's going to put the ballots in Spanish, and I done forgot what the other one is. But the main topic is... Go to the North Carolina legislators, the Senate and the House. If you don't know who they are, you can find it on your internet. The Senate Bill 3, which was brought about under Easley and Perdue, that's on the electricity. In November or December of this past year, they upped the power bill by 3%. This is a green energy tax. By 2021, it will increase 12.5%. It will do it each year until 2021. Folks, what are we going to do? It just blows my mind what has happened. These guys working 24/7. I went to Washington Tuesday on this marriage thing. The court began to hear. About one-third of the people there was young people. It was people from all nationalities, all backgrounds, and it made me feel somewhat better. But I'm just begging people to really get involved.
Well, you know, I wasn't aware of this on the North Carolina Green Energy going to add 10% to your electric bill, ultimately 12.5%. You know, John, we talk about it. People are taking, I call it the quadruple whammy. Your taxes are going up, but your wages are going down. Your dollars' purchasing power is evaporating. At the same time, you know, joblessness is rampant. I mean, the people that I know, regular, ordinary, hardworking people, they can't afford anymore, and it just blows my mind. It's like the only thing the politicians seem to know how to do is spend. What did you think about the story? $500 million to the Palestinians while we don't have money to fund tours in our White House.
It's crazy. And we took in our John Kerry just gave Egyptians how much more money, plus the airplanes, the tanks, whatever. But that 3% was added on in November, December, and it'll be up to 12.5% by 2021, I think. But it's crazy.
You was at the protest at the Supreme Court. What kind of numbers was it? I mean, was it several hundred, several thousand? What would you?
It was probably between 10 and 15,000.
Wow, huge then.
And it, other words, what impressed me was the young. There was about one-third of the people there was young people. It was really hard to calculate because you had a group of people at the courthouse, and you also had a group of people in the middle of the greenway between the Capitol and the Washington Monument.
What do you think the outcome is going to be? You have any guesstimate or feeling on that?
I think they're going to rule against it at right now, but they'll bring it back up. Whatever, but our country is leaving us. We got to get back in our faith and put our trust in God instead of putting our trust in government.
Hey, one quick question I want to ask you. What we've seen going on in Cyprus, I mean, do you think it's a far stretch to start seeing deposits confiscated in America?
Yes, Ghost. Jackson, the Reverend Jackson, is already saying we need to go to the 401, and believe me, they're looking at it. They're looking at it hard.
That's what I'm afraid of, too. I think that is just, it's a beta test. It's to indoctrinate people to accept this as normal. And we're going to see it going around the EU and coming to a place near you in the near future, unfortunately. I'll give you the last word. We've got about a minute before we go to break.
Well, you know, the stock market's doing great, but it's not a thing the world been propped up by all this phony money we're printing. Thank you for being there, and just other people want to say something.
Hey, thank you so much, John. Thank you so much, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
We're going to Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing today?
Good morning, Farron. Well, the Lord in heaven is reigning supreme, as always, so that really ticks off these Bolshevik devil Jew boys like Schumer and Obama. So all is well here. Thank you. You know, regarding all the money going abroad to these foreign countries, leaving the Americans high and dry, flat broke, and the vets suffering without honoring their commitments to the vets that they promised they would provide for them after their terms of service. Now, you know, that's called treason in my book. And all I can say is these dirtbags running our government are very lucky right now that I'm not president. Because I would have hung these dirtbags a long time ago. And I would have done it with a big smile with the Star Spangled Banner blasting right in their eardrums.
Hey, hold that thought for me, Michael. We're coming up on a break. I'll hold you through the break. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to The Real News Radio, joined by Michael in New York. Back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Real News Radio, Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. We got Michael in New York, then Mike in North Carolina, Blue in Tennessee coming up. We're back with Michael. Thank you for holding through the break. The break kind of broke you up there, Michael, so go ahead and continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, you know, that's the word treason we all have to start using daily as we discuss these topics and these politicians supposedly representing us. Let them know. We know this is treason. That's what it is. Let's not be politically correct. Let's not tolerate what's intolerable anymore. That's what disgusts me with these Americans today. They're American in name only. Those that want to flee this country to hide because of what's coming down the pike because of their apathy over all these years, good riddance to you, and don't come back when we get this country back because you're not wanted. And, you know, as far as with Schumer, that Bolshevik Jew, chipping, wanting to provide a form of a chip for ID. Now, get a load of that, Farron. They can't tell an illegal alien because they can't speak English, and they clearly don't look like us because they're usually coming in from Middle East or Mexico, Central America, South America. They can't distinguish that they're here illegally because of those aspects. No, so we have to provide a chip for the regular American so they can get a job so we know they're not illegal. I mean, this is so pathetic. It's ridiculous. Now, I think we ought to pass a law that every politician needs to be chipped. And I think the chip ought to have some kind of electrical voltage applied to it so that we can monitor wherever they are. So wherever Chuck E. Cheese, Schumer is, or Obama boy, and all their ilk, we can see where they are, we know who they're meeting, and we can send them a huge electric shock up their patootie every time they're doing something illegal or unconstitutional. I think that's how that technology should be applied.
Interesting. And you know, your take on it is exactly what we've discussed here before. They're making the law-abiding American citizen take the chip to be the policeman for the facts that they won't enforce. They're on, the laws are on the book. It's illegal to come here if you're not an American citizen. It's illegal to cross the border and come here into the country. But they won't enforce their own immigration policy. I mean, it exposes them for the giant hypocrite that they are. But in the end, it seems to make no difference. They still come along with legislation taking our rights here at home. Hey, I'll give you the last word. Great phone call. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yes, sir, Farron, that's right. And like you said, it's more red tape. And let's remember, red coats, red commies, red tape. Here we are, always dealing with red. That's what these evil devils are all about. It's time to shut them right down. And thank you, sir. God bless. God bless the USA. To hell with all traitors. Hang them high and hang them fast.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call. And we're going to Mike in North Carolina. Then we've got Blue in Tennessee, Dale in North Carolina, and Karen in Minnesota. So I believe Jerry was calling for some women to call in. I believe they are lining up. But we got Mike in North Carolina. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Fran. How you doing?
Oh, great. Glad to have you on today. Glad to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Oh, not a whole lot. Hey, I just wanted to commend you on the Easter deal. You're right. That's one of the many reasons that the church is, when I talk about spiritual blindness, you just gave an example right there of it.
Well, you know, several years ago when I started doing the Ishtar at Easter and going through the facts about Christmas at Christmas, you know, at first it kind of got some backlash. People didn't like it, didn't understand it, and believe it or whatever. But as years rolled on, you know, I don't get as much of that. And I don't know if people just have just disregard it or where they really find it. But I know that you've looked into this and you've researched it. And I did kind of do a 10-minute, you could spend 3 hours on it. But is there anything that you'd like to add to it, anything that I missed and also I want to ask you, I mean, why does the church not accept this and kind of stay away from getting involved in what we know is pagan rituals that predate Jesus Christ?
Well, I'll sum it up. There's nothing more information, yes, we could give. Time will limit us to anything, so I'll just say it with this. I mean, they're spiritually blind. You know, this country claims to be largely Christian. Is Christian in name only. Like my preacher says, they're Christian in name and they're pagan in practice. And that's pretty much the way it is. And, you know, what else can you add to that?
It is interesting. And if anyone finds this interesting, just look into it for yourself. The information's out there. You might find some things that are slightly different from what we've said, but the main pieces of it. Hey, what'd you think about 87-year-old World War II veteran getting his disability cut in half? Obama gives the Palestinians $500 million. I mean, this is the story that I thought everybody would blow up about today, and I'm always wrong, but what's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, you know, there you go. We funded both sides in Afghanistan. We fund both sides in Iraq, and we've been funding both sides in this Israeli-Palestinian situation. So I guess we should not be surprised, should we?
No, shouldn't be any surprise. It just burns me up to see people that have played by the rules here in America that need the assistance, and we're cutting them off or cutting them way back, but still doling it out around the world like some kind of philanthropist when we're bankrupt. It just boggles
my
mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I work with the fellow who's
hey, anything
retired.
Else you'd like to
I just want to say that I work with the fellow who's retired out of the Navy, and he's been complaining here lately. He's had his healthcare insurance cut into pretty good. So I would say you're going to have more and more veterans speaking up about that. And I'll finish up by saying John's recommendation on that book, The Two Babylons, if you're looking to research into Easter and the Christmas and the other pagan holidays and stuff, that is a very well book. That's highly recommended by me.
I've not read that book. I need to look. I've heard you and other people mention that book several times, and I don't have a copy of it, but yeah,
full of information, and I'll cut it short and get off here. We need to let the ladies get on here.
All right, we're going to Blue in Tennessee. Then we got Dale in North Carolina and Karen in Minnesota. So, Blue, how you doing today? What's on your mind today? And thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I heard my name mentioned, so I thought I would add some things to the story, especially about Sandy Hook when they were reporting it yesterday. So the most interesting things, when they initially started reporting it on the Alphabet Soup News, all the things they found in the house. Now, being a female, I just happened to catch these things because I find it very informative. But they started talking about books about autism that the mother had in her library, and Asperger's syndrome. And heaven forbid they had earplugs in that household. And then you watch the aggregation of the news, and all of these things were dropped out of the story. But initially, they just had to put that little bit of information out there that the child probably was misdiagnosed and probably had autism his entire life and was just totally misdiagnosed.
What is your thoughts? I know you've looked into this. What is your thoughts on the Sandy Hook massacre?
It's a complete setup. This child didn't do it. There's way too much information. They've never accounted for so many different things. And I'm sorry, I shoot weapons. I'm not that good. But there is no way that you can pop off that many rounds in 5 minutes, as they're saying, and reload. There's no way.
It is interesting.
No way. Yeah, in 5 minutes.
It's one that I've not really spent a lot of time researching because it's one of them where I feel like if I get on the internet and research it for everything I feel like I've accomplished, there'll be something else that leaves me hanging, and I don't want to report things that I don't know is true or factual, so I just don't know because I'm not there and I don't have anyone on the ground there that can tell me, feed me information. But there's a lot of people that feel like you do, and I've looked into it enough to know that there's a lot of questions that leave you going, wow, well, what's going on with that? So, hey, I appreciate that. Anything else you want to add? I appreciate the phone call.
Well, as far as the gentleman who is 87 years old, if I were him, I would demand that I go back to school. And I would demand that I use all of the disability laws to my advantage and do a YouTube video and say, in order for me to get the extension of my benefits, I had to go back to school.
It's not a bad idea.
Use the tools that they've already put into place against the machine. That's the only way that we're going to beat them at their own game.
Interesting. That's an interesting. I will pass that on. That's, you know, it's it just inflames me so when I see people like that are being done this way, and at the same time, the way the money is spent by this country around the world, it just. Hey, anything else? Good advice. I appreciate that. Anything else you'd like to add?
Somebody shoot Honey Boo Boo.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's about it.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Keep fighting the good fight. And we're going to go to Dale in North Carolina. Thanks for holding on. I know you've been holding for a minute. Thanks for holding on. How you doing today, and what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today? Things could be better, but, hey, you know, I'm walking and talking. You know, the thing is, people always say, well, I can't see how people can't see this stuff and everything. And you got to look back. Not all of us have been aware of all this stuff as long as you. And the thing is, when you put your foot in the rabbit hole, as they say, you start digging deeper and deeper, and then you start realizing that you've been lied to and all this other stuff. It's it hurts, you know. It hurts to be lied to, and it basically comes down to that. You know, me being out of work, I started checking out the economy and why was this going on. And it's not until I started getting the terms that we just took for granted, derivatives, you know, CDOs and all this other stuff. And it's like, you know, our CDS, credit default swaps. Then you start realizing just how bad the gambling has got out there. And there was things to fix. You know, Glass-Steagall kept us on track for a long time. But you try and call your congressman and get him on board with it. The only one in North Carolina is Walter Jones. Nobody else wants to step on board. I've called. Hey, you know, they just we don't have the money to pay for them. Just everything, just ever call into a place, like, for instance, a satellite company, service or anything like that, and you get people on there first of all, the thing that irritated me the most was press one for English or something to continue in Spanish. No, it wasn't anything like, you know, press this for Spanish. No, it's press this for English. You know, and okay, so you get somebody on there, they sound young. You ask them questions about their product. They don't know. Did you know this flyer got sent out saying this? Well, I don't know. People don't know enough about their jobs to begin with. How can you sell something if you don't know anything about it? People just let things go. I mean, it's like, until you start putting your foot in a rabbit hole and start getting deeper and deeper, and nobody knows where it ends, but it's just like, it hurts to find out you've been lied to your whole life.
How long you been looking into it, Dale?
I'd say over a year.
Okay, so you're kind of, and from our perspective, the listeners on RBN, you're kind of new to it. What woke you up to start with? I know you said you got unemployed, but...
Yeah, being out of work and not being able to find a job.
And it kind
of... you find out, oh, let's bail this person out. Okay, you bail GM out. They pick up, they go overseas, and then they put commercials on TV to buy their cars, and people buy them. Why? They just screwed you. Why would you support someone that has done that to you? Why do you continue, you know, purchasing products from people who don't know what they're even talking about, don't even act like they care that they're there? And as hard as it is to find a job, it's amazing how many people you talk to that just seem like they have an attitude like they don't want to be there. And I tell them, I'm like, you're lucky you got a job. Well, some days I wish I wasn't even here. Well, I was talking to somebody, I said, I'll work for you guys, one of the higher management. And I said, I'll work for half what that guy's working, and I'll put more effort into it than he does. You know, and they kind of chuckle. But seriously, they don't take anything you have to say serious enough. You know, corporations always say, we're going to record this call for better customer service. Do they ever listen to that stuff to find out, hey, this is what's irritating this guy? What, am I the only guy that's irritated by this stuff, or will tell them?
Well, Dale, stay on the path. Keep looking into it. I'm going to try to get, I've got about four on hold. I'm going to try to give all of them a couple of minutes. But I appreciate the phone call, and good luck out there. I know it in North Carolina, it's tough to find a job right now, and I really do appreciate the phone call.
All right, thanks, Baron.
Thank you. We're going to go to Karen in Minnesota. Then we got Linda in North Carolina. How you doing, Karen? Thanks for holding.
I'm going to talk about Aurora shooting. And I think this is the biggest cover-up ever, and I have tried to research it, is the ER nurse that worked at the hospital and treated all those victims of the Aurora shooting.
Yes.
And then Obama went and made an appearance there, and there was a picture taken of him with her, and she was a outstanding person, outstanding nurse, and she married a doctor, and she's originally from Ireland, where all her family is. And they had a little five-year-old boy, and they took a vacation. This was, maybe a month or so after the shooting, to Lake Okoboi in northern Iowa on the border of Minnesota. And she drowned. And if you were to read the reports from the newspaper, and you could only get the truth from the foreign one, Ireland and the United Kingdom papers. But I'm not even an investigator or detective, but it was so obvious that she was done away with. Because at 10:30 at night, she goes out with a friend who they never mention the name because they can't reveal because they're pending investigation. They go out in a boat. And she comes, and they find her the next day at about noon by the dock. And the husband's interviewed, and he says he'll never know why. Well, what about the friend that was with her? And she would know what happened. And then nothing more was said done about the investigation. I have checked ever since, and you will find nothing saying that this is what the investigation has shown. But she was done away with. I just wonder what her husband, you know, they must have threatened him or something.
Interesting. I'm not familiar with that part of the story. It reminds me, though, it was just in the news yesterday that another one of the Navy SEAL Team 6 was killed in a parachute incident in the last couple of days. Hey, we've got a break here in about 1 minute.
Oh, okay, well, that's all I wanted to say.
Nothing else you want to add?
No, thank you.
Hey, bye. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Linda in North Carolina. Linda, thanks for holding. How you doing?
Fine. And you wanted to know why women aren't calling in and why aren't, you know, why nothing's happening with the women? They're disgusted with the men. There are no more men left. There are no balls in this country anymore. Monsanto has just about neutered everybody. Between Monsanto and the government, they're gone.
That's interesting. Hey, hold for me through the break, will you, Linda?
I will.
Hold through the break. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Real News Radio, joined by Linda here in North Carolina.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
We're back on The Real News Radio Fair, and in the studio, last segment, we've got about 4 minutes left. We're talking to Linda from North Carolina. And, you know, Linda, when you say that about testosterone, it's the new fad. I mean, all the commercials are about that. That's the new thing that men are supposed to have. But several years ago, I started saying here on the radio that the American male must be neutered, lest we would have more of an outcry about what's going on in this country. So continue with your thoughts. Is that what it is, but it's what it looks like?
Well, That's what it is. I mean, look at our little boys. They don't even look like little boys anymore. They've eaten so much soy that they look like little girls. I mean, you can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl anymore. you used to have to look at the colors. You know, you didn't have to look at the colors. You knew what was a boy and what was a girl. You don't see any skinned up knees or elbows. Everybody's protected. Everybody's safe. Nobody has a glimmer of what it is to be alive anymore.
And you know,
I'm 70 years old. I know what it is to be alive.
You look at the TV commercials, and they portray the American male. He's pale. He's sickly. He's thin. He's got long hair like a girl. They portray the American male at 20 years old with the mentality of about an 8-year-old or 12-year-old. And in a lot of ways, you know, I don't know if the people are imitating TV or TV's imitating society, but it's a good point. I mean, it's one of the problems we've got in this society. And, of course, the music videos and the movies and everything, it so influences our youth in the wrong directions.
Well, look at the last week's NASCAR race, Tony Stewart. All right? He's not my ideal. He's not my idea of a handsome man or anything, but he is a man, or he is almost a man, put it that way. When he got mad, he let his anger show. So what do? Oh, they cap him off. They fine him, and they put him in anger management classes again. That's baloney. I mean, Jesus, don't anybody have any feelings anymore? They don't show their emotions. They're just little robots running around. Come on.
It is interesting where we find ourselves. Because I, for one, like my grandfather, he would have a coronary to see, you know, he's passed away, to see what's going on in this country today, because he believed in property rights, he believed in religious freedom, but he believed in the government staying in its place and staying out of your business, and we have fell so far away from that. I mean, and just like the news that I come down here every Saturday and report, it just blows my mind how far, even in a week, it evolves. It's just evolving, and we're a society in rapid decline.
I shouldn't even bring this up, but during the first Ron Paul campaign, I went out and I campaigned for him. I was the granny warrior. Now, I was at every whistle stop he made. That was on my own money because I believed in it. Now, I was 65 years old then. Now, I watched from all these years, and last campaign I just gave up because I figured he'd lost his balls too. He's gone. And Rand is just as bad. Rand is worse. He's a crying little wimp, spoiled rotten. He has to get his way, or he'll find a way to get it. I mean, I rode around with those people, I know. And I watched the people. They're slowly degenerating into nothing.
Linda, we're out of time. Thanks for the phone call. We'll do it again next week. Thanks so much for calling in. Sorry about everybody else that we wasn't able to get on today. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.